Almost 40% of young people in Hong Kong support independence from China for the city after 2047. The information came from a study by the Chinese University of Hong Kong. Interviewers asked more than 1,000 people questions in July. The study contained a number of interesting findings. Young people supported independence more than older people. Nearly 40% of people between the ages of 15 and 24 who were asked said they want the city to break away from China. 17% of all those questioned said they support independence for Hong Kong after 2047. Nearly 30% expressed no preference for independence or staying with China. However, less than 4% said they believe independence is possible for the former British colony. Britain handed over Hong Kong to China in 1997. Under that agreement, Hong Kong is to be governed by the People's Republic of China under two economic systems, communism and capitalism. This is known as the One Country, Two Systems policy. The One Country, Two Systems deal with China is set to end in 2047. One university student agreed with the study results. He said about half of his friends support independence for Hong Kong. "I think a lot of young people are very disappointed in the Chinese government or the ruling Chinese Communist Party," he said. "Also, a number of events in recent years have changed people's views about Hong Kong's future." The student said the Chinese government has not permitted fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. The survey comes before elections for Hong Kong's legislature. For the first time, all candidates have been asked to sign a document. In it, the candidate promises to uphold the principle that Hong Kong is an inalienable part of China. A number of pro-independence Chinese said they will be candidates in the elections to be held on September 4th. The Electoral Affairs Commission said all candidates must sign the document or they will be disqualified. Hong Kong was promised a high degree of autonomy under the terms of its 1997 handover to China. Article 26 of the Basic Law guarantees the city's residents the right to vote in and stand for elections. As a result, Hong Kong is considered a special administrative region. I'm Mario Ritter.